It is amazing that Jesus loves even me. Oh, that brings me so much comfort. It really does. After services tonight, I have been made aware that we need about that much time for a business meeting. Now, I may forget. Don't laugh. You remember, you may have the same stuff I'm made out of. And you may have a better rememberer now. You may. But the older you get, what you had gets up and leaves. I'm a witness to that. Tonight, I want to talk about Jesus Christ. I am convinced that we can't talk enough about Jesus Christ. I can remember a song that Gene used to play time and time and time again in my Father's name. It's an old song. In my Father's name. Boy, that's a powerful song. And of late, I have listened to the song, If You Could See Me Now. And it brings tears to my eyes. But I am convinced that as believers, we can't learn too much about Jesus. We can't talk too much about Him. And I want to talk about His first coming. Can you imagine God having condescended and having come into the world that was made by Him? And can you imagine God entrusting Himself to the hands of wicked men that crucified Him? I can't imagine that. And all the humility it must have taken for Him to do that. I never grow tired of hearing about that. I don't. And I cherish it. I really do. And I think this is something that every believer ought to cherish. I am convinced also that the Father purposed everything that He did around the eternal Son, Jesus Christ. Never was there a time that Jesus Christ is not the eternal Son of God. He did not become the eternal Son of God. He has always been the eternal Son of God. And I'm so glad that because of His performance at Calvary, those that believe in Him have eternal life. Listen to John chapter 6, verse 38 and verse 39. And Jesus is speaking, and He says, For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And I'm so glad that He will lose nothing. Oh, I'm so glad. And I'm so glad that on the resurrection day, those that have died in Christ, He will raise them up. He will make their bodies fit for heaven. Amen. I'm so glad. And we need to read John's gospel account. And John had in view the death of Lazarus, a man that our Lord loved. Listen to John 11, verse 25 and 26. Jesus is speaking. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet they shall die. Yet he shall live. All those that have gone on before have never been more alive than they are right now. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Mm-hmm. And listen to what Paul said to the Thessalonians. Oh, it's been a comfort to my heart. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brother. There are some things that you don't really understand. I don't want this to happen to you. I don't want you to be like this. Concerning them which are asleep, them which have died, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Aren't you glad that we have hope? And our hope is in the person of Jesus Christ. And our hope is in His finished work. He is our hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and surely He did, but if we believe them, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. I don't understand so much, but I believe it. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. It's not Paul's word. It's not what I think. It's not what you think. That's what God says. Yeah. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep, those which are have died in Christ. For the Lord Himself, the Word Himself, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then, and I'm convinced it's going to happen so quickly. Oh, there goes the dead. They're rising now. It's up to me. It's going to be now. Oh no, it's going to happen. One moment, life as usual. The next moment, resurrection, we're out of here. Yeah. At least the premillennials will be out of here. I'll be out of here. Yeah. Amen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. We shall be raptured. Caught up. Caught up by a force. Caught up by something going on outside of ourselves. Not because we decided to get caught up. We are acted upon. Caught up together. Now that word together. The dead in Christ. Those that are alive and are changed together. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Wherefore, And as we've said before, any time you see the word wherefore, look back. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And you have heard me make the statement, I want to see the Lord Jesus Christ. I surely want to see Jean. I want to see old David, the psalmist. I want to see Paul. There's a lot of folks I want to see. I want to see everybody. I do. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Oh, to know that Jesus Christ is coming again soon. Oh, as I said before, Jean honestly believed. We talked about this a lot. And she told me, I believe that I'll take part in the rapture. She didn't make it. I believe that I will be among those that are changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But only the Lord knows. I may die during the night. I don't know. You may die during the night. I don't know. Only God knows. God knows. But I am convinced that there's some here tonight that will be alive when Jesus Christ comes. Oh, He's coming! And He's coming soon. And this has been a great source of comfort for me down through the years. And the Bible declares that our Savior, that Jesus Christ, He doesn't change. He remains the same. Listen to the writer of Hebrews, and all of you know my attitude about the writer of Hebrews. But Hebrews 13 and verse 8, Jesus Christ, that's the subject. He's on the writer's mind. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Before Abraham was, I am. Jesus Christ is God. And as I said before, He's not just part of God. He is totally all God. He is God. But He's also man. Not part man. He is all man. Mm-hmm. And God did provide Himself for us. Jesus Christ is our God, and He is our Savior. Did not Jesus Christ in John, I'm thinking it's chapter 10, did He not say, the Father and I are one? Mm-hmm. And the Father, all He wanted Israel to know. Get ready! Jesus Christ, who is Messiah. Messiah is coming. And He wants you to know. And He wants me to know. Oh, how we know. Jesus Christ did come. But you know what? He's coming again. And He's coming again soon. I mean, the one who is the eternal Son. The one who is God Himself. The one who Well, as far as Israel was concerned, he will go to Calvary. As far as you and I are concerned, he went to Calvary. The one who did what the blood of bulls and goats could never have done. Oh, that's why God told Isaiah, speak to the people about Messiah. Listen to Isaiah 7 and verse 14. Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, that word behold, looky here. A virgin shall conceive. It's implied she shall bear a son. It's implied, and she, well, not only she, but we, shall call his name Emmanuel. Notice the words, the Lord Himself. And I cannot read the words, the Lord Himself. I can't read it apart from thinking about Genesis chapter 22. Listen to Genesis 22 verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt or test or try Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take thy son, thine only son, that promised son, the one in whom all the heirs will come through. Take him, the one that you love. Take Isaac whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of what? Moriah. And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee. By the way, Abraham, when you get there, I'll let you know. You can trust me. I will tell you. And Abraham didn't argue. Oh, we ought never argue with Almighty God. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, what about the third day? Is that not the day of the resurrection? Did Christ not come forth from the grave on the third day according to Scripture? Mm-hmm. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. There it is! And Abraham said to his young men, abide here, stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. We'll stop there for a moment. God had commanded Abraham, offer up the son that you love, offer up Isaac as a burnt offering. Abraham became a man of great faith. Oh, that I become a man of great faith. That you become people of great faith. And the object of our faith is Jesus Christ. But we're going to go up yonder and we're going to worship Almighty God. And we are going to come down to you. Oh, but wait a minute. That son must die. In the mind of Abraham, Isaac was as good as dead. Offer him for a burnt offering. We're coming again to you. Third day. Thy seed, through Isaac, thy seed shall be called. I will give all this land to thy seed. Oh, he trusted God. God, I'm going to sacrifice that boy, just like you said. And I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Because what you said has got to come to pass. And the only way it can come to pass, if I offer him for burnt offering, is you've got to raise him up again. Oh, God, I believe you're going to do it. You and I have to trust Almighty God. Yeah, you trust Him. You've got to. I've got to trust Him. I've got to. Mm-hmm. And in verse 6, and Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father! And it's implied Abraham spoke, Here am I, my son. Now Isaac is speaking, and he said, Behold, here's the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? God will give Himself. Himself. Not only did God give a sign, and that word is an oath, and that word is translated miracle 2 times. Now stop and think about it for a moment. For a young woman to bear a child, never having known a man. Indeed, that is miraculous. Mm-hmm. A sign. I'm going to give you a sign, something to remember, something that you will know. But I want to call something to your attention. And I understand that there is a lot in Genesis chapter 22. Oh, there is a lot there. But you and I cannot afford to miss it. Look at the 14th verse in Genesis 22 and verse 14. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. Names mean something. Oh, they mean something. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Oh, you think resurrection is taught? Yeah, it is. But in that day, it shall be seen. And I am convinced that 3,400 years later, Jesus Christ was crucified and rose from the dead on the third day, according to Scripture. And oh, to know that the fulfillment of all of this is recorded in Matthew's gospel account. Listen to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child. The sign, had become a reality. Looky here! Before. Then, in verse 19, Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was mighty to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, believe you me, he was doing some thinking. He was, I'm sure. Behold, looky here, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not, don't be afraid, to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. It's of God. This is the sign. And she will bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Aren't you glad that you and I are his people? Oh, I'm glad. I am. Aren't you glad that he saved us from the guilt? And we were guilty. And the penalty of sin. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name, what? Emmanuel. And what does Emmanuel mean? God with us. Indeed, Jesus said correctly, when you see me, you see the Father, for the Father and I are one. One God! Three persons. None of us understand. None of us do. I don't understand. But we all believe in the Trinity, do we not? And listen, as Isaiah the prophet continued to speak, in Isaiah 9 and verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. More detail. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. And oh, he shall be wonderful. He is wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Hear that? The Son that is born will be called the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, I'm not suggesting that Isaiah understood all this. I don't think he understood all of it. I would imagine that we understand a whole lot more than Isaiah understood. I would think so. I'm not suggesting that Isaiah saw Jesus' day and rejoiced. Oh boy! Oh boy! I'm not suggesting that. But what I am suggesting is this. The one who will come, he must fulfill all these things. And guess what? Jesus Christ did that, or he will do that. Listen again to the woman. In John 4 and verse 25, the woman is talking to Jesus, and the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he has come, he will tell us all things. And I understand the one who then is coming. He is truth. But I want you to listen to John chapter 1 and verse 41. He findeth his own brother, Simon. Who? Andrew. Keep that in mind. He said to him, we have found the Messiah. Wait a minute. The Messiah was never lost. We found him. Oh, the one that the Father wanted Israel to know about. The one of whom the prophet spoke about down through the ages. The one that Isaiah spoke about. All of them. He's here. He's come. We've seen him. We've found him. But I want us to focus on the words, I know that Messiah cometh. I know because of what the prophets said. I know because of what God's Word says. I know because I know what the gospel says. I know that Jesus Christ came. How do you know he came? Because he saved me. Because he saved you to the uttermost. I know that he died as my substitute. I know. You can't convince me otherwise. I know. He came into the world that was made by him. He came into his own, but his own knew him not. But aren't you glad that Jesus Christ was revealed to us by the Father? This is my beloved Son. Oh, I love him. I love him. Listen to him. Listen to him. I know. Because he shall save his people from their sins. He's done that. I know because I have experienced it. And our experience is in line with what the Scripture says. I know, because He has saved us from the guilt and the penalty of sin. I know, because God has done a work. Listen to our Lord as He spake to the 12. And it's recorded in Matthew 16 and verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, now, the context is, whom do men say that I am? Well, you just have to read the prior verses and you get an idea of what men thought about Jesus. Ask men today, what do you think about Jesus? Who is He? Oh, they've already got their minds made up. Oh, He's a good person. He's a good man. I've heard them say all kinds of things. And then the Lord asked, but whom do you say that I am? God's people ought to know who He is. And Simon Peter answered and said, and old Peter is always answering. He's always jumping out in front. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But I want you to pay attention closely to what Jesus said. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. Flesh and blood hasn't told you who He is. Remember back in the first chapter of John, for as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, that are born not by the will of man, not by the will of flesh, but God. Flesh and blood hasn't told you this. You're not going to learn who Jesus is listening to the world, listening to men. They don't know. You and I haven't heard half of it. Blessed art thou. Why? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the eternal Son, by the way. Flesh and blood hath not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. It's implied He has revealed it unto you. Flesh and blood. And that sounds so familiar. Which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of God, man, but of God. God did it. And this is the one that we have put our trust in. The one that the Father set aside, appointed. The one that the prophets spoke of. The one that went to Calvary. The one who was buried in the tomb. The one who rose again. The one who is coming again soon. The one who was sent upon His own throne one day soon. Mm-hmm. You see, this is the one that we put our trust in. This is the one who has saved us. This is the one who has taken our sins from us. As far as the east is from the west. This is the one that sinners must put their trust in to be saved. And old Paul talked about the rapture of the saints. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive shall be changed faster than that. Faster than greased lightning. I'm looking forward to that day. I don't have a death wish. I really don't. I enjoy life. I really do. But you know what? I am tired. Oh, I'm tired of living in this present world. I'm tired of men, people talking about our Lord as if He is commonplace. He is not commonplace. And then there's old Andrew. And as you remember, Andrew findeth his brother Simon. He found Peter. We found him! Messiah is here. Andrew is portrayed as a person, as a believer, who was always taking people to Jesus Christ. Oh, how we all ought to be like. Listen to John 12 and verse 21 and verse 22. The same came therefore to Philip. The Greeks, they came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, I mean, they're talking to Philip. Sir, we would see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. Did Philip take him to see Jesus? No. What did he do? Verse 22. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew. And again, Andrew and Philip. Andrew, what in the world am I going to do? These guys want to see Jesus. What should I do? No sweat. Let's take them to see Jesus. Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And then John in chapter 6 and verse 5. When Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread? How are we going to get enough bread to feed these folk? There's a lot of folk here. How are we going to have enough money to buy these folk bread so that they can eat? They've not eaten in a while. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered, 200 pennyworth of bread. I mean, that's all we got, but that's not going to buy enough bread. That's sufficient for them. Oh no. And one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto the Lord, There is a lad over here, and he hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? I am convinced Philip again didn't know what he was going to do. But I think Andrew knew. I think he did. And I am convinced that Andrew took the lad to Jesus with the bread and the fishes. All you and I have to do is to take folks to Jesus Christ. And I understand all of us are not like Andrew. We're not all Andrews. But you know what? All of us can take people to Jesus Christ. All of us have a testimony. All of us do. God has done something for all of us. All of us. I know He's done more for some than He has for others. But He's worked in all of our lives. Mm-hmm. This is the one that you and I have trusted. Can I use the word saved? This is the one that sinners must trust. It's Him or it's nothing. Not very popular. It's awful good theology. It's truth. Folks, the Lord, He came the first time. He came in the fullness of time. Not too soon, not too late, just right. He's coming again. And I understand that the fullness of time is not given us in Scripture in relationship to His coming again. But He's coming again in the fullness of time. He's not coming too soon. He's not coming too late. He's coming just right. But until He does come, you and I rejoice because He saved us. He loved even us. Can you imagine? I don't know about you, but I'm hard to love. And our God never... What am I going to do with those guys? He never does that. He always knows what He's going to do. And this is the one that everybody that is saved must put their trust in. Jesus Christ. It's His way or it's no way. He's kind of one way about that. That's good. Because He's truth. Would you stand? Thank you for your patience. Let's pray. And then we will enter a time of business if we have a motion and second, okay? Let's pray. Father, all we thank You. We really do. Thank You for loving even us. Thank You, O Lord, for saving us. Thank You that we are called by Your name. That even now we are children of God. Thank You, O Father, that You continue to save sinners the same way. Oh, You really do. Thank You, O Father, that Jesus Christ is soon coming again. Father, Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Now, would you be seated? We need a motion and second. And I guess I'll turn the floor over to... Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Second. If you're in favor, raise your hand. It's your turn. But the, and I'm not sure how to say this yet, the offer, can I say that? Still goes, the house and the property still belongs to the church for the parsonage. And all I need, and I probably need you. Miss Shirley, I probably need her.
Okay.
To sign, whatever. I had to jump through all kinds of hoops to get her name off the property. It is completely dead from there. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll work with you on that, brother.
Okay.
We just want to make sure the body.
Yes. But I will do whatever.
Well, that's good. And we'll just business as usual. We're gonna pay you your salary and everything right on through till we help you load up.
Thank you.
So we'll pay him salary all the way through there.
And we'll just make sure the church understands that we're all in agreement with it.
Is there anything else?
We need to vote on that. I don't see no reason.
No, there's no reason to vote on because it depends on him agreeing.
No, I don't object if that's what the church wants.
That's what we want.
Okay.
Yeah, our other order, don't.
Oh, excuse me.
I'd like to make a motion at this time that, and we'll discuss this after we make the motion, that we as a church incorporate.
Whatever you want to do.
Brother Jerry, one thing I did read was that a church cannot own transfer property or own property unless it's held by one or more persons in the church. And so I don't think anybody here wants to own your house.
No.
So we want to own the house as a church.
That's right.
So the only way we can do that is incorporate. So.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to make a motion then that we, as a church,
Can I bring up a couple of things on that? Ted called me up. He wanted to research it more, okay? Well, do we want to not wait for Ted to research it more?
I'd like to make a motion.
We do it.
That we, as a church,
vote tonight.
Do you have a date in mind? Are you entertaining a date like in the near future?
Well,
someday or.
If the church wants to incorporate, then I say let's do it as soon as possible. If you're going to be donating the house, like he said,
we can't take the house until we incorporate. We can't.
But there would be. I'm not going to say problems, but there's just things that it's uncertain hanging out there.
I don't know about any of that. I have no clue.
But I do know if we bought a new lawnmower for the church or anything, who does it belong to if something happened to this church?
So what we said, we'd like to get incorporated, even if it takes a couple of weeks or whatever. We're still going to take your offer on the house.
Okay.
We don't want to do the paperwork until after we're officially incorporated.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second to his motion? We have 2 seconds.
Okay, as far as the voting,
we're going to discuss.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Okay, good. All right.
Who made the second? Did you make the second? We have a motion and second
now
that the church incorporates. Now we can ask the questions.
All right, now I call my development. Well, I told Ted that I would he could vote proxy, I guess, if he wants to. He wants to vote against it, and Bonnie wants to vote against it. But if he can vote proxy, so can my wife and Shasta.
Oh, yeah.
Curtis and everybody else. So I called every one of them to see how they wanted to vote. And they all want to vote yes, except for Ted and Bonnie. So, anyway, so if we.
A Baptist assembly is a Democratic assembly.
Yeah.
And he voiced his opinion back when we brought it up the other time. And a couple more people that, you know, they're not credit. And that's fine. That's our right to do that. And that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I guess if we can throw them in there.
But I think, since it's we open to discussion on this, I think it myself personally, it's a good thing to incorporate. It's for our protection of liability. It's for ownership. For instance, if Brother Jerry he's donating his property and stuff to us, it would be clear cut, solid that as a corporation, not as members. Because if you leave and move off to Kentucky next month and you have a falling out, me, I have a falling out, I'm over here. And
who owns the house?
Right. Yeah. I mean, who?
He might want to leave with his bedroom. So.
But if we incorporate it, there's more identity there. You know, and it's not just him. It's anything. If we decide to buy another more or anything of value.
Or build another building.
Right. That's my opinion. That's why I brought up the motion.
And if someone gets hurt, and we've gone over this before, if someone gets hurt and they sue, our insurance will cover up to $1 million. But after that, if somebody's got a good lawyer, they can go after each one of us.
Well, forget about the what is. It has to belong to somebody or something.
That's right. It has to belong to somebody. And it cannot belong, unless we incorporate it, it's going to have to belong to the insurance.
And I don't want to belong to me.
I want it to belong to the Lord's church.
Well, it was given to the church for a parsonage.
There you go. Given to the church. That's all we need to know.
Not by me, or him, or you.
Right.
I mean, we all make up the church. We all understand that. But in the eyes of the law.
Right. Okay.
So we need to take a vote.
Are you guys going to vote on this tonight?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, before you vote, I have a question. Who is going to initiate all of this?
We'll figure it out. I don't mind doing it or Lucian.
He's pretty smart on that. I've already printed some of the stuff out, and I've got everything that I already printed out. We're going to have to do some figuring here.
Okay.
The part for the state, it'll be easy.
Yeah.
The part for the IRS, it's going to be a little more complicated, I think. Maybe Charlie knows more about that than I do. We'll figure it out.
Are there any more questions? Speak up now or forever hold your peace.
It's a marriage.
What kind of
marriage?
And if you have a squawk, it'll be Lucian's fault.
I will say this before we vote.
Or it'll be your fault.
No, I will say this before we vote. So corporation can unincorporate.
It's
not easy, and they can incorporate. That'll help anybody that's
open. So if it turns out to be not to our advantage,
we'll make a motion to unincorporate.
Right.
If anybody's on the borderline with this, I just
okay.
That to a fact.
Am I to understand that incorporation must take place before the property is transferred over?
We'd like to,
I think so.
If we don't incorporate before that, you have to transfer it to one of us as an individual or a couple of us.
Yeah, right.
We don't want that. We'd have to 3 or 4 of us, however many wanted to, sign their name for some kind of.
Yeah.
And whether we like it or not, somewhere along the line there'd be a tax burden come up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because even though you give it free, tax people are going to say it's worth this and stuff like that.
You just inherited whatever. Somebody gave you all this money.
Okay, if we incorporated, you'll be able to donate that to that church, which is a non-profit organization. Okay. Like donating your car to the Salvation Army.
You know, Paul,
you can deduct that your car, but the Salvation Army doesn't have to pay taxes on the car.
I did not think about all of that.
We didn't. We got to go.
But as far as incorporating, Brother Jerry, that's just a matter of, I don't want to say hours, but just a day or two.
Yeah, it won't take that long.
No. And you're going to be here until, middle of next month. So
technically, here's my schedule. The guy whose house it looks like I'm going to get, he asked me, he says, can he stay in the house and leave July 15th? I said, no sweat, man.
And even if he ended up having to take longer, no sweat.
And anyway, after that, I was going to go there and clean house. I don't mind dirt, but I want my dirt. You know what I'm saying? And anyway, Jody and Sarah said, nah, we'll clean the house. And then, so it will be the third week in July. I keep saying July.
And here's another thing, because I've done some of this legal stuff long distance before. If by chance it hasn't happened by the time you leave, paperwork can be signed by a lawyer notarized here, and you took to a lawyer notarized over there, and it works just as good.
Okay, I'm trusting all of y'all to take care of me. I need all the help I can get. I really do. Okay, are there any more questions? Speak up or forever hold your peace. This is for incorporation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We have a motion and second. If you're in favor of the church incorporating, same sign of knots. I don't see any knots.
There was two knots, but it was five yeses against it. So.
Okay, yeah. You're talking about the proxies.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I wasn't even thinking about proxies. Okay. Is there anything else that needs to be discussed?
One other thing, I think, Brother Curtis asked me if the church would like to, when Raul comes, have him maybe come on a Saturday and preach a Saturday, maybe.
Absolutely.
Saturday evening, then a Sunday morning, then a Sunday evening. When he comes, I don't know when it would be. He just asked.
Yeah, just whenever he comes, and I'm not sure. He sent me an email.
Oh, he told me about that too?
Yeah, he mentioned it in passing.
I don't know if that's something we got to vote on.
Does that need to be a formal motion?
No, it does not need a motion.
You just invite him to preach.
I just want to have a caveat. He can preach as long as he doesn't preach that 80 requirement for baptism stuff.
We might want him to preach on that.
We'll let you tell him. Okay.
Well, now, we also have another piece of business to take care of, a little short business that... it requires a motion and a second, but it involves you, so we don't want to make you feel...
How does it involve me?
Well, it does involve you, but...
I don't think it hurt you to sit here.
If you want to sit here and listen to it, that's fine. If you want to dismiss yourself and go home, that's fine, but it
involves you. Well, I'm already here.
Yes, okay, that's fine.
Sit down.
There you go. Let's go.
Yes.
All right.
We discussed... when did you start here?
94.
94?
93, 94.
94.
Well, we discussed that we put so much money in your pension plan, or whatever you call it, every month, that we have decided as a church, we're going to carry you all the way back to when you first started. And also, as a church, we would like to give you a little love offering to help with traveling, U-Haul, whatever you may need. So we're going to give you a little. You already got your pension coming, but we're just going to make it a little bit bigger than what it was, or what you thought it was. So we're going to add to that. And we're also going to bust you up a little love offering. And so we just want to make sure everybody was in agreement that the church would do that, because everybody in here probably hasn't heard that yet. And so we're talking about...
I had calculated that $250 a month for the 6 years that we had no records of it, that would be at least $18,000 right there.
Okay.
So we would think about adding to that, you know, a few thousand. And
he's gonna have clothing costs,
yeah,
for his house.
Yeah.
He's got travel, moving expenses, things of that nature.
So we're talking $25,000.
Now this is money
for your pension and stuff. Plus a little packing and going money, and eating money, packing your freezer.
Look, Gary, you said you could handle this now. I told you could leave before our meeting. Yeah. You said you could already hear yourself.
But I don't trust you guys.
So that's why I got up, because I can wrestle. But we wanted the church to make a vote on that and be aware of what we discussed. So we're looking at least, and I'm saying least, because it can change, we won't go up. So we're looking at least $25,000. That's going to be added to your pension.
I would say this as a treasurer.
You know how much we have.
It's no burden on this church at all. None at all. And we have, I'm not saying we're rich by no means. Everybody knows. I give the report every month. But we are in no problem.
Yeah, we should have enough money to finish the fellowship hall.
Easy.
And if something happened the way we did, we just board it up a little bit. And,
right,
and just like
we got a top sitting out there.
Yeah.
And once pops on, it doesn't take as long as we want.
Yeah, take as long as we want the rest of it. Yeah.
Anyway,
so that's no big deal there. We cover on that.
So would you like to make this a motion?
I would like to make a motion before the church.
Yep.
Make a motion before the church that we're going to increase brother's pension. And a love offering that would come to a balance of $25,000. Plus, there's already pension we have, which is our home. That's it.
Right.
So we're going to give him a love offering plus a pension for the first 6 years,
yes,
equal to $25,000, and that's my motion.
I'll second.
All
right.
All in favor?
Well, we got to have a discussion.
Oh. I thought we discussed.
He just went through that.
I thought we'd done discussion.
But we have discussion.
Okay. Any discussion? Or anybody wants to add to?
Right,
as the discussion was done.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I'd like to bring it for a vote. All in favor, raise your right hand. I don't see no left hand. All right,
okay.
It passes.
Do we have any? Is that
any other meet? Any other business we're talking about?
That's
about it.
No.
That's
it. I broke two things. That's it.
Okay, everybody in favor of dismissing the meeting, raise your right hand. Everybody in favor of going home, raise both hands. Let's get out of here.
All right.
You bring the checkbook?
Yeah. I have to get my checkbook later, Brother Jerry. But we do love you, and we want you to do that.